Kurt Cobain.
Yay!
A very young and happy Kurt Cobain in a home movie from his childhood. It's just a glimpse of a short lifetime of writings, drawings, home movies, recordings, demos, and conversations that Cobain left behind when he died at 27. Kurt Cobain and Nirvana have been analyzed and picked apart by hundreds of biographers and investigators from the outside. But a new film called Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck uses that lifetime of Cobain's own work to take a truly intimate look at the artist.
Bass part.
It was made in cooperation with Kurt Cobain's family and executive produced by his daughter, Frances Bean Cobain, and it includes home movies and recordings made by Cobain at home and on the road. Academy Award nominee Brett Morgan is the film's director and producer and writer and co-editor. Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck is currently in limited release in theaters and it premieres on HBO on Monday, May 4th. And he's with me now in the studio. Brett, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You know, one thing that's remarkable about this film, I think, is that you have the advantage of your subject being an unbelievably prolific artist from his earliest time, from when he was a kid. You have journal entries and notebooks and demos and recordings and scrawlings. I mean, you know, I've seen documentaries on the Civil War that aren't as comprehensive as this because you have all of the output at hand from an unbelievably productive artist throughout his entire life, and you could use it all.
Yeah, you know, Kurt does the sound design for the film. He's doing the score for the film. He shot the Super 8 footage for the film. He gave us his art for the film. I mean, it is a full-on immersive experience. One of the things I like, the way I like to describe the film, is it's kind of like Kurt's interior journey through life. And that sounds like a crazy documentary because documentaries are generally from the outside looking in. But this is that rare opportunity to do a film from the inside looking out. And I'll be honest, I was as cynical as anyone when I first heard about this project. Like, is there anything left to say about Kurt? Haven't we? I mean, how many books can be written about Kurt? And, you know, how many movies? But as I got into it, the answer was, yeah, the fact is 80% of this film is rare and never before seen material, but I can't even think of another film like this where you actually, a big part of the film is Kurt alone. He recorded everything. So one of the great finds I had was I opened up a box and I found 200 hours of unreleased audio. And that was a combination of mixtapes and unheard music. And we have a soundtrack coming out soon. And spoken word. But because of the way he documented his life, we're able to access Kurt even in those very sort of private moments, if you will. And, you know, I think that as a result, the film, you know, is really intimate. I mean, really intimate because there's so much unfiltered media at play. And every now and then I get asked this question, well, is it too intimate? But this film was executive produced by Kurt's daughter. And if there is anybody who is going to say how close we should get, it's not me and it's not you. It's his next of kin. And in this case, it's Frances. And the one thing Frances said to me when we started the film was, I want this to be real. That's the best tribute we can do to Kurt. Keep it real and keep it honest.
And it's unvarnished. It's brutal in a lot of ways. He's depicted in his own home movies, definitely high around his daughter at certain points. Courtney Love puts to rest, if there ever were questions about what were thought of as rumors in the 90s that she did heroin while she was pregnant, she says, yeah, that happened.
I did do heroin when I was pregnant, and then I stopped. And I knew she would be fine.
Come on!
So he was never concerned that our child would have... I assured him that I was built like an oxen and could carry this pregnancy to term and not have any problems. But, you know, I was a young woman. The pregnancy isn't the problem. It's the being around a junkie while I'm pregnant, when I'm a junkie too, and I know the minute that baby's out, I'm going to go shoot up in celebratory fashion.
The film starts all the way back to his parents' marriage, Kurt Cobain kind of as the child of a dysfunctional family. He's not alone in this, but he seems to have come out of a dysfunctional home in a lot different condition than a lot of kids did. Listen.
He wanted normalcy. He wanted the mom, the dad, and the kids and everything happy. But then he didn't, because he kind of fought against it. So he fought against what he really wanted.
Yeah, well, he's definitely not alone, because there are millions of people all over the world who have received a lot of comfort from Kurt, you know, for, through his suffering and his experience. And, you know, I think with Kurt, he was able to articulate that experience probably more successfully through music than just about anyone in the last 25 years, which is why I think he resonates so deeply amongst people across several generations now.
Chris Novoselic, the bassist for Nirvana, is in the movie. He has a lot of detailed sit-down interviews with you, sharing his experience with somebody who was his friend from childhood. It's very powerful. He seems genuinely tortured to this day. Haunted. Why?
Well, I mean, I know there's no resolve with suicide. You know, there's it leaves. I think everybody I interviewed, and the film, it's not an interview-heavy film. It's really, you know, Kurt's experience through life contextualized just a little bit with those who knew him best throughout his journey. And so that's his mother, his father, his sister, none of whom have ever spoken on camera before, his best friend, his first love, and his wife. And I think all of them felt haunted and have not really resolve their feelings, and I don't know if they ever can or will because of the nature of his death.
One glaring absence from the film, of course, is Dave Grohl. I was surprised to not see him in the film. Why?
Because it's not a film about the history of Nirvana. It's a film about Kurt Cobain. And Chris Novoselic could represent Kurt's interest in the band better than anyone. He was there from the beginning. And you put another person from the band in there, and it kind of pollutes the purity of that expression. And also, you know, the more people you have, the less intimate it gets.
Brett Morgan is the filmmaker. He's the director, producer, writer, and co-editor of Kurt Cobain, Montage of Heck, out in limited release now on HBO on May 4th. Brett Morgan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.